Good morning and welcome to our third episode of Tim Talks podcast, which is an opportunity for me as the Clark Pleasant superintendent to talk about some important topics that's happening in our schools. Today, our topic is about agricultural education. We have some special guests here. We have two students at the high school, Kasman Toma Michael and Jackson Brown, and then Miss Hannah Knight, who is one of our agricultural instructors and FFA advisor. We'll have them introduce themselves here in a few seconds and talk about obviously their roles in ag and in our school system. And first of all, Mrs. Knight, congratulations on your recent marriage.
Thank you.
That is exciting. Mm-hmm. Kasman and Jackson, tell us a little bit about yourself. Kasman, we'll start, or Jackson, you've got the microphone. So tell us a little bit about you, Jackson, as far as your interests, especially in agricultural and anything else you'd like to share.
So I am the FFA president of our chapter here at Whiteland, as well as a district officer in the District 8 FFA officer team. You know, I got into ag a few years ago, about eighth grade. All my buddies live on farms, and they kind of started roping me into stuff, started working with them, having some fun with it. And now I've grown to where I'm working on a few farms. There's a lot of guys that can call me, and I can come help them out. I've learned how to do a lot of stuff, learned a lot of life skills. I'm starting to work cattle and hopefully show cattle at the county fair this summer.
Super. You know, I grew up on a dairy farm in Pennsylvania, so I love talking about my roots and heritage, just like what you shared. What's your favorite part, either working on a farm or in ag or FFA?
You know, working in general is fun to me. Working with my buddies, it's a good time. It's better than a lot of stuff that just sitting at home. You're being productive, making money. It's my favorite thing. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Super. Better than playing video games.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So thank you for sharing, Jackson. Next is Kasman Toma Michael. So Kasman, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your venture here in agricultural education and your high school career and anything you'd like to share.
Yeah. So I am the FFA reporter officer for the FFA chapter. I got into ag my freshman year of high school. My dad actually convinced me to take the agricultural class because originally I wanted to be a veterinarian, and so I guess I just wanted to learn more about ag and like all the food and different types of meat and stuff that just kind of had animal references to it and whatnot. But then I started to realize, oh, I kind of like this. I kind of like the community and the hard work about it. I noticed that just like hard work just can bring you such a sense of success, and rewards. And so I transitioned out of going into animals and I went more onto the plant side. And so I joined the horticulture class and I started working more in the greenhouse that we have here. But outside of that, I'm also in varsity show choir. I'm the president of that this year. And I'm also the class vice president for student council. So I really love being involved with the community. And I'm very good at just conversating with people. And I empathize really well with them. And I've noticed that FFA gave me the opportunity to expand more on those skills and just my leadership too. So that's why I was so drawn to it.
Well, both of you are super busy and have already shown and demonstrated and talked about some strong leadership skills that, you know, you've been able to grow. So that's a tremendous attribute that you can learn in any endeavor and activity here at our high school. You know, as I was listening to you, Kasman, ag is just not growing up on a farm. It is amazing. The agribusiness is a multi-billion dollar industry in this state and in the country. There is so much that agribusiness entails, from technology, the drones, and just even how the machinery of planting and harvesting is so just different from even when I was your age. So enough about that. So our FFA advisor and ag instructor, Mrs. Knight, would you tell us a little bit about, you know, your journey here at Whiteland and anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, so I went to Whiteland High School. I grew up in Whiteland. I grew up on a portion of my grandparents' farm, actually. So agriculture was always a big part of my life and my time growing up. I spent a lot of time there. I was involved in FFA in the ag program here at Whiteland, and I really got an interest in animal science. So when I graduated, I went to Purdue to study animal science. While I was at Purdue, I started TAing some animal science classes, and I realized I really liked the teaching side of things. So I decided to add on an ag education major, and it all kind of worked out that when I was getting done at Purdue, the principal at the time here, Mr. Zobel, called me and said they were looking for someone to come take over the ag program. They'd had a lot of turnover in teachers over the last 4 years when I was gone, and they saw the numbers starting to decline, and they were actually thinking about closing the program if they couldn't get the numbers up. So that was something I definitely didn't want to see because it was important to me. It's important to the community, I think. So came back, worked for a couple years, or had a really supportive community team, alumni members, admin, and we put a lot of work into it, and we got the program back up and going. After 5 years, we were able to add a second teacher, so now we have Miss Ott, and she's great. We work really well together. She's really knowledgeable about the plant side of agriculture and our horticulture program, and she does a great job with that in our greenhouse. And then that kind of allowed me to focus more on the animal science sector of things. So, yeah, that's been 11 years ago now. This is my 11th year here. Our chapter's got 220 ag students and FFA members. We're a top 10 chapter in the state. So we've really grown over the years, and I'm really proud of what we've built here at Whiteland.
You and Miss Ott, you know, undoubtedly have not just built a strong foundation, but the accolades, you know, and you just shared a few. It seems like every time I turn around that you're getting a state and a national award. So that is outstanding. So kudos to you, to the kids, for obviously pursuing excellence in everything that you do. So thank you. I want to circle back to Kasman. I asked Jackson what's the favorite part that he has liked about, you know, either being on a farm or anything agriculture. What would be, you know, your favorite part or the coolest part about ag?
Yeah, so I do not grow up on a farm or anything like that. I haven't had that experience. I always wanted to, though. But I would say just, like, I think what I love about FFA is I love the people, honestly. And I love going out and doing all the different activities that our ag advisors provide for us to go out and share FFA with the community and pull more people into this beautiful community. I love having those just an amazing support system for anything that I might need. And I find that so good for me, and having that knowledge and gaining all that. Because I feel like FFA gives you such a sense of real life and good skills to learn out in the real world. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it sure does. So, Mrs. Knight, you know, we talked just a few seconds ago about how agribusiness has expanded. Just even in our sphere of influence here at Whiteland Community High School, how have, let me ask it this way, what do you see the 200, 250-plus students interest in, whether it's with an FFA activity or even within your ag classes? What are maybe some courses that have expanded, that have great interest? I know you can talk a little bit about that, so please do.
Yeah. Animal science is definitely our most popular program. That's what we have our most enrollment in. There was a time, you know, when I taught all the ag classes, and now I'm only teaching animal science all day. And that's just because the numbers are there. We have a lot of kids that want to be vets or work in animal pharmaceuticals or in animal agribusiness, managing a farm. And I think a lot of kids that come in and want to be a vet, that's probably our top goal that a lot of kids come in to the class with. They see kind of the other sectors of agriculture, like the business side or the research side, and they actually are more drawn towards that by the time they leave the class and they go on to Purdue, or we have a lot of kids go on to Murray State for agribusiness, and they actually have jobs in that. So right now I think animal sciences are a really popular pull that brings a lot of kids in. But we do have a lot, like Kasman talked about, they get into animal science and they're like, I'm not sure this is for me, and they transition over to horticulture, and I think that's great too.
Yeah, sure is. And I'll open up this question to all three of you, and it's a little bit off script, but I think you can answer it. You know, we're in the midst of a multi-year, multi-phase high school construction project with obviously a lot of expansion in our academic area, in our fine arts area, in our athletics. We've already had some conversations, as you've just alluded to, the most popular course and courses is animal science and that progression. So not adhering or you know, we're not at the point of saying we're going to do this and do that, but we're trying to create a vision and working together about what would be some really neat opportunities, even whether it's animal science, of creating some type of little mini farm or a farm-to-table program. What are some thoughts that you have that you know, you would like to share? And even, you know, Jackson or Kasman, you may want to chime in here too. So anyone.
Yeah, so me and Ms. Ott have kind of brainstormed a little bit, and something that we think would be really unique is if we could have that school farm, if we could bring in some small livestock like sheep or goats. We have a lot of schools around us that have some school farms, and they have the larger animals like the cattle, and that's worked really well for them. They're able to do kind of a farm-to-table thing and bring it back into the cafeteria. So we kind of thought about doing that, but kind of putting a unique spin on it and moving it to the sheep and goat side. We could also have dairy from the goats as well, so we could see both sides of this industry. And then also maybe having like a little store where we could take the products from the farm, take the products from the greenhouse, and kind of sell those to the community or put them back into the cafeteria or offer them to the staff, something like that.
Love that idea. Yeah. Jackson.
Yeah, going off what she said, a lot of other programs have. There's a couple schools just within 20, 30 minutes of us that have barns and kind of the mini farm-like type thing going on, and as a student it's actually really cool to see. Every time I go to those schools I'm like, man, you know, only if Whiteland had something like that. It's really cool to see. I think it would bring in a lot more members and have kind of a, it would give us kind of a further outreach.
Oh, that's a great
kind
idea.
Of play to other kids and they'd be interested in that and hopefully join the ag program.
Most definitely. Anything any of you else would like to share or talk about with FFA or ag? Anything that maybe I haven't asked?
What do you have any like ideas that you've maybe brainstormed for this new construction process that's going on?
So it definitely piggybacks off of what was just said by Mrs. Knight, sorry, you just got married. I'm so used to calling you Mrs.
They still call me Govan.
There's
fine.
That air of silence. My apologies.
I'll respond to both.
I knew you would. Thank you. And then, of course, Jackson, you know, what we're really trying to figure out is how to have our own farm, mini farm, whatever you want to call it, and to expand on what farm-to-table opportunities. So the ideas have definitely come from our two ag teachers, and, you know, you've just shared, too, a little bit more of that interest and even expansion that will definitely occur. The more that we can promote agriculture, and not just the accolades that I know you all do and we're so proud of in FFA activities, but to be able to, you know, improve even the quality of food that we serve, and then, of course, reaching out to giving opportunities for our community members to use it too would be great. There's the music, so we need to probably, you know, wrap this session up. Thank you again, all of you, for what you do in agriculture education and for your leadership. Have a great day.
Tim Talks is a production of the Whiteland High Entertainment Network. For more content, follow us on Instagram @WhitelandKnit or check out our YouTube page.